This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Police in Nashville, the largest city in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee, say a 28-year-old female gunman is responsible for a shooting at a private school that's left at least three students and three staff members dead. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Police say the shooter opened fire at the Covenant School in Nashville, a Presbyterian school for preschool through sixth grade children. The woman died in a shootout with police. As the victims were rushed to an area children's hospital, their classmates were led out of the church school holding hands. Church grounds were filled with police officers in heavy vests and helmets carrying rifles. This mass shooting at a school comes as communities around the country are still reeling from similar incidents, including Uvalde, Texas. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United States is urging compromise between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his political opponents on a day when the Israeli leader has delayed his contentious judicial overhaul plan after a wave of mass protests.
And we continue to strongly urge Israeli leaders to find a compromise as soon as possible. We believe that it's the best path forward for Israel and all of its citizens.
U.S. State Department Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel in Washington, Netanyahu said earlier Monday he wants to give time to such a compromise with his opposition. Netanyahu spoke after tens of thousands of people demonstrated outside the parliament building in Jerusalem. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told the head of the UN nuclear watchdog agency, Rafael Grossi, on Monday that safety at the Zaporizhia nuclear power station could not be guaranteed until Russian troops left the facility. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The UN Independent Fact-Finding Mission on Libya's final report says the picture in the North African country is not pretty. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The United Nations investigation documented cases of arbitrary detention, murder, rape, enslavement, extrajudicial killing, and enforced disappearance. The chair of the Libya fact-finding mission, Mohamed Ojar, says the team found overwhelming evidence that migrants have been tortured while in detention and that sexual slavery, a crime against humanity, was committed against migrants. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Kenyan police fired tear gas and water cannons at stone-throwing supporters of opposition leader Raila Odinga on Monday during a second week of protests against the government and high food prices, with one person shot dead in a western city. Odinga, who lost to Ruto in last August election, is seeking to channel frustrations about stubborn inflation into a durable movement against the president. The White House said Monday the United States will not back away from its nearly eight-year-old deployment to Syria, where it's battling the remnants of the Islamic State, despite attacks on U.S. forces there last week by an Iran-backed militia. A drone struck a U.S. base in Syria on March 23rd, killing an American contractor, injuring another, and wounding five troops. That triggered U.S. retaliatory airstrikes and exchanges of fire that a Syrian war monitoring group said killed three Syrian troops, 11 Syrian fighters and pro-government militias, and five non-Syrian fighters who were aligned with the government. American actor Jonathan Majors' arrest on assault charges over the weekend in New York has the U.S. Army pulling its new ad campaign with him. His lawyer says the star is innocent, as AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Police say Jonathan Majors, star of Creed 3 and the latest Ant-Man movie, as well as this now-pulled Army ad,
the Army made history by overcoming the insurmountable,
was involved in a domestic dispute with a 30-year-old woman who had injuries to her head and neck. Majors was arrested on charges of strangulation, assault, and harassment. His lawyer says the 33-year-old is the victim of an altercation with a woman he knows, and there's video and witness evidence. Julie Walker, New York.
Prince Harry and pop superstar Elton John appeared at a London court Monday, delivering a high-profile jolt to a privacy claim launched by celebrities and other figures against a newspaper publisher of the Daily Mail. I'm Joe Ramsey.